You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by senior forward Matt Lightfoot of University of South Suwannee. And Matt, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Matt, you're heading into your senior season after a junior campaign where the team went 4-11-3, 2-6-3 in SCAC play. Just talk about what the guys learned over the course of last year.
Well, it was definitely a tough season, but we learned a lot. I know the senior class is ready to get going again. All the guys are rearing to go. You know, we had a few tough losses, close games, and a few that were a little bit wider in the margin of victory for the other team. But, you know, we're hoping to come back with a lot of energy. We got a new conference tournament that all the guys are excited to be playing for, so we're hoping to win conference.
Well, Matt, as I mentioned, obviously entering your senior year, your last go-around, and captain of this team, just talk about, do you feel like you have a sense of urgency heading into your senior year, and how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on this team?
Well, I mean, as far as urgency goes, it is the last go-around for us, but you know, we've had 3 years experience, and I think it'll help us as we go forward. We got a great group of new guys coming in that will definitely help us on the field. Well, you know, I mean, try to keep in touch with guys in the off season, and you know, just motivating guys as we go forward. Everybody hits a wall eventually. Just got to push the younger ones, you know, to make it through. You know, there's really light at the end of the tunnel for us this season. You know, we want to make that conference tournament and give ourselves a shot to make it to the national tournament.
Matt, last year as a junior, you led the Tigers with 4 goals and 2 assists, 10 points on the season. What have you done throughout the off season individually to make yourself a better soccer player?
Well, you know, I try to play pickup. I live in Memphis, so I was playing 7v7 with a few teams. And I got a lot of friends at University of Memphis, so I was trying to train with them as much as I possibly could to get that D1 experience into my resume. But, you know, it's tough because summer, you know, you're by yourself. You got to do what you got to do. So just lots of running, lots of ball work. So hopefully it'll pay off.
This team returns some experience. Matt, you guys return your top 8 goal, scorers from a season ago. How will that experience help you guys moving forward in the 2011 season?
Well, scoring was a little bit tough for us last season, but having those 8 guys, it's going to be really beneficial as we, you know, hope to have a better record this season. It really should help push us in the right direction and, you know, help us turn things around.
You mentioned that you guys struggled to score offensively. You guys average a goal per game. Matt, what specifically offensively does this team need to do to try to generate more offense and put the ball in the back of the net a little bit more consistently?
Well, I think we got to become more dynamic as we attack. I think we were a little too direct last year, and I think we have some new talent that will help us, you know, become more dynamic as we move the ball around and really attack other teams from, you know, a few new angles, which we didn't really do as effectively as we could have last year.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by University of South senior forward Matt Lightfoot. And Matt, as preseason has developed and unfolded so far this year, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your team?
Really no surprises. This has probably been the best preseason I've had yet. I've really enjoyed getting to meet the new guys. Everybody's come back with a lot of energy, a lot of focus. So we're just, you know, we're excited to get going. We're ready for the season to start.
You've talked about it a little bit, Matt, but obviously this year in the SCAC, the automatic qualifying bid will come through an SCAC tournament at the end of the season as opposed to round-robin play. The top 6 teams from the conference will meet in Birmingham at the end of the year to compete for that bid. Just talk about the excitement of the SCAC tournament and the opportunity of hopefully having a chance to play in the tournament at the end of the year.
Well, I can't tell you how excited the senior class is that we're going to have an opportunity to play in play for the conference tournament. You know, it's really light at the end of the tunnel. Trinity's been a tough opponent these past few years, and having this conference tournament really gives us a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, having a fighting shot to take that conference victory home.
We talked about it a little bit, Matt, but you know, each year obviously brings a new dynamic to each team with the graduation of seniors and the incoming of new freshmen. Talk about the freshman group coaches brought in. Do you feel like you have some guys that can really help help this team immediately in 2011?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of talent that'll be helping us out. I'm not sure how Coach Poggi's going to work it out into the starting lineup as we're all fighting for starting positions. But we only lost one senior last year, so pretty much we got everybody back. So, you know, we're just excited to bring the new guys in and welcome them to the team. And, you know, all got the same goals in sight, so...
Coach Poggi enters his fifth season as the head coach of the Purple Tigers. Talk about what it's been like playing under head coach Dave Poggi.
Well, it's been a roller coaster. We've had our highs and lows, but, you know, can't tell you how grateful I am for his mentorship and, you know, allowing me to be the captain for this team and help lead them into this final season for me.
There's no doubt, Matt, that as you look at this conference, it's extremely competitive from top to bottom. No easy weekends, no games to look past. Talk about what makes the SCAC such a competitive conference from top to bottom.
Well, I think it's the kids that are brought into these different programs at all the different schools. Obviously, every school has, you know, tough academic standards, and they bring that same toughness into athletics. I mean, SCAC has been a great conference. I've really enjoyed my time playing in it. I don't think I'd be part of any other conference if I had the choice.
Finally, the 2011 Swanee men's soccer team will be a success if what happens, Matt?
As long as we stick to what we're good at and, you know, make sure that we achieve the goals that we set out for ourselves.
A native of Germantown, Tennessee, senior forward Matt Lightfoot of University of the South. Again, the Purple Tigers open up their 2011 campaign September 2nd against Mississippi College. Matt, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward through your senior season.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.